Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, one of the busiest men in America. Glad he's got a few minutes for us this morning. Jerry Palm from CBS Sports, bracketologist, joins us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Jerry, thank you very much. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. How do you do this? Because obviously you do the same interview. Okay, people want to know about their town's team, so we're going to ask you about the Aztecs. Yep. And then they want to know which upset picks to make, and then they want to know who's going to win the whole thing and get to the Final Four. You just got to do the same interview over and over again.
Well, the hometown team isn't always the
That's
same.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you and most bracketologists I saw had the Aztecs as a 6 seed. They ended up getting a 5 seed, a little bit better. I mean, they had the good Mets numbers. What was your kind of evaluation of where they are and their matchup against Charleston in the first round?
Yeah, I had no trouble with them at the 5. They were pretty much on the border for me between 5 and 6. So there's really no issue with them as a 5. I think it's a fair seed. Charleston is a team that won a ton of games this year. They're 30-3. They've got a non-division one and win in there too. So you might see them at 31-3. But it's funny because they have they'd beaten Kent State at home. They had another win at home over a similar team. Their only quad one opponent was North Carolina at North Carolina, and they lost by 18. So they haven't seen teams the caliber of San Diego State much this year. In fact, not at all, really. So it'll be interesting to see what they bring. Obviously, they feel like they have a lot to prove. They're going to be highly motivated. They feel somewhat disrespected this year because nobody really viewed them as an at-large candidate despite that many wins. But, you know, that's teams like that always feel like they have something to prove. So San Diego State had better lace up and be ready because they're going to come after them.
Well, it's funny that you mention that, Jerry, because my co-host here tried his best yesterday to calm everyone down. You know, all the Aztecs fans that have been upset about the draw, you know, traveling across the country to take on a really good shooting team that's white hot right now with 10 in a row. But, you know, he made the point of, well, we're 9-1 in our last 10, and they've never seen a defense this season like what the Aztecs are going to roll out there. He's pretty confident the Aztecs will not only win this game, but cover the 4.5 points.
Well, I like San Diego State to win this game and the next one, so I'm with him there. But, you know, you better show up ready because, you know, those teams like Charleston are going to be – you're going to get their best effort. And they haven't seen a team like San Diego State this year, not just defensively, just the quality of San Diego State. They haven't seen a team the quality of San Diego State at all this season. And, you know, so – but, yeah, I mean, San Diego State's going to have to go hard. They're going to have to earn this. You know, when you're a 5 seed, you know, you don't really get much in terms of geographic preference. You're stuck with whatever options the 4s have. You go into the bracket in order, and I don't know exactly which 5 seed, you know, in order of the 5 San Diego State was, but, yeah, geographic preference, you're going to probably travel cross country unless you get lucky. But the 4s this year, I'm pretty sure we're all east or southeast.
Yeah, I think they were the 17, so they're the first 5 seed playing the last 4 seed, potentially Virginia. In the second round, we got Jerry Palm, CBS Sports bracketologist with us. I wanted to ask you, Jerry, how do you fill out, like, your personal bracket? Do you just go matchup by matchup, or is there ever, like, a theme or a strategy? For me, I try to pick a conference I think is going to do really well. I never pick the right conference, but like last year it was the ACC. Usually there's one conference that seems to do really well, and if you could pick the right one, to me, sometimes that's a way to do well. But do you have any strategies when you fill out your bracket?
It's funny. Well, you said the ACC last year. I mean, you know, they were miserable in the regular season, but actually did well in the tournament.
I didn't pick them last year, I promise you.
My strategy is to check out the games and see each matchup, and I just kind of go through who do I think would win. I certainly don't do conferences or anything like that, because I just think that, you know, teams are teams. You know, once you get to the NCAA tournament, you're not a conference anymore. You're a team. And, you have to, you know, each team has their own strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, I just go by the matchups.
All right. Well, this year, you know, people are saying a little more parity. There's no, you know, standout teams. The Blue Bloods weren't quite as blue as they usually are. Does that mean that you might foresee more upsets in this tournament than most?
You could. Yeah. I certainly agree. You know, most of the time, I mean, the thing that was different about the bracket this year, trying to put together a bracket, is that there was no dominant, you know, one or two teams where you can just pencil them into the Sweet 16 or maybe even Elite Eight, because the talent will overwhelm in the tournament. But nobody's got the talent that overwhelms in the tournament. The teams at the top are great teams, you know, and you've got each of the number one seeds has got, you know, an All-American and a guy that's going to play at the next level, with the exception of Zach Edey at Purdue, only because they don't use guys like him at the next level. But he'll be the player of the year in college basketball. So, you know, those are great teams, but there are matchup problems for each of them. And that's not always the case early in the tournament for these teams. So it is going to be a little more wide open than usual.
Talking to our pal Jerry Palm here on Ben and Woods this morning. Give us, if you could, the way, you know, my partner Ben will pick games, you know, he picks a conference that he likes and thinks they'll do well. I pretty much just throw darts at the board. Usually end up with a lot of chalk in mine. Not nearly as polished as the two of you guys as it pertains to college basketball, but I love the tournament. Give us a couple of teams that you look at and go, man, sneaky under the radar. You know, the Loyola from a few years ago, maybe even, you know, the Aztecs, you got winning a couple games, but any of those that you look at and you look at and say, ooh, man, people are sleeping on this team and I really like them?
Yeah, I actually do have San Diego State winning a couple of games and getting a shot at Alabama, and I don't like them against Alabama just because of Brandon Miller. I mean, I just think San Diego State doesn't have a guy as good as their defense is probably to guard Brandon Miller. He's just a different problem for a lot of teams, and that's partly why they're the overall number one. But I would be interested. That game would interest me because I would like to see San Diego State's defense, you know, with the challenge of Alabama, to see what they can do with it. But some of the lower seeds, I had three pegged before I even saw a bracket. Three teams I was going to pick to win at least one game before I ever saw a bracket. And so I picked them. Drake, out of the Missouri Valley, get to Miami team that's dinged up, that's a really good matchup for them. Drake has Tucker DeVries, who's a player who could play for Miami. He's a good enough player to play at a high major school, but he's playing for his dad at Drake, and they're a very solid, well coached team with a guy that can play against some of the opponents they have. I like VCU as well out of the Atlantic 10. That's a team that might have been an at-large candidate had they been healthy for the non-conference portion of their schedule when they can resume build. Didn't get a chance really to do that this year. Dominated the second half of the A-10. Ended up winning the league by three games and then the conference tournament. They're always a very good defensive team. They call their defense havoc. And I think they can create some havoc with the draw they got. I got them winning one. They could win two. I have them losing to UConn because I think UConn's size is a problem for them. And then the other one I was going to pick no matter what was Oral Roberts. They drew Duke. That their size could be a problem for Oral Roberts. But Oral Roberts, you may remember, was in the Sweet 16 2 years ago during the pandemic tournament. At that time, they had the nation's leading scorer in Max Asemus. Well, he's still there, and a couple other guys are still there. So this is a team that already knows that they can win in the NCAA tournament, and because they've done it. So that makes them dangerous.
And lastly, Jerry, your overall champion, because it's required that I ask.
Yeah, Alabama. I like Alabama's draw through their region. And I think they'll actually finish the job this year. I always hesitate to pick the overall number one, but
I don't.
especially because they're not overwhelming number one. But I think Alabama is going to get through.
Jerry, good stuff. Really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, thanks.
All right, Jerry Palm, bracketologist for CBS Sports on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.